The Deputy Minister of Finance, Kesela Tufosin, says Ghana's negotiation with the IMF for a bailout is not ended. He said, contrary to speculations, the process is still on and the government team will go to Washington to present its side to conclude the talks. Speaking on GBC's Unique Breakfast Drive, Mr. Fawson said it is prudent that government seeks the IMF's help to stabilize the economy. He also enumerated some benefits to be accrued from the bailout. He spoke to Cecil Obudai-Wintum.
But what I can clearly tell you is that the negotiation process is ongoing. We are going to Washington sometime
next week.
It hasn't ended.
It's not ended
Yes. The first part is for them to come in, gather the data. I always call it fact-finding mission. And then based on what they found, they will send it to their team. And then they will work around it, prepare an aid memoir, send it to us.
Oh.
We will also prepare our positions. And then we'll go to Washington to further the discussion on policy. And obviously, probably conclude the negotiation. So at this stage, we cannot provide what has come out of the negotiation as yet.
Now, haven't we learned from our economic history not to do business with the IMF? If I can put this to you.
I don't think so. I think
what makes you think so?
If we're looking at stability, I would think that it is important for us to understand that the fund or the IMF provide the stability that we need at this stage as a country. Judging from 2009 to 2012, it is one of the longest period that we had very good stability under the President Mills administration. We were under an IMF program In fact, it is among that period that we had one of the 3 year period that we had more or less at a single digit, and also to see the city performing pretty well over a long period of time. So we have to bear in mind, I don't think the tag given to IMF is appropriate.
What did we do at that time that we have failed to do this time around under the same IMF?
We are not under an IMF program today.
We are not going to go under an IMF.
Obviously, yes. The fund brings on board its own very good side, the signaling element of what the IMF program will signal and the benefit that will be accompanied with the signaling aspect of it is something that you will not be able to get doing it your own. Because of the perception created everywhere that under an IMF program, you are more or less controlled and you are doing the right thing. Investors see it as an opportunity to invest, not only from foreign direct investment, but moreover, an aspect of investors coming in to invest in your government bonds. Outside that, you have development partners who will also contribute under an IMF program, picking up certain programs and supporting the program to making sure that it works.